Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Analyzer. Joining us today is Jeff Baxter, CEO and president of VBI Vaccines Incorporated. The company trades on NASDAQ, ticker symbol VBIV. Thanks for joining us today there, Jeff.
Hi, Juan. Thanks very much indeed, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to give you and your followers an update. So I think last time we spoke to you was early October. A lot has happened for the company since early October. And before we get into the fantastic progress we've been making with our pipeline projects, just step back and corporately give you an update. Given that I last spoke to you early October, at the end of October, we completed a very successful financing. We raised as a CMPO, which then was flipped public, and we raised $72 million. And that was absolutely pivotal and critical for the company, given the success that we'd had in the prior months in 2017 by gaining regulatory approval to start a pivotal registration program for our prophylactic Hep B vaccine, Sci-B-Vac. So in that raise of $72 million, absolutely delighted and very proud to say that our insiders participated significantly, and our largest shareholder is Perceptive Life Science Advisors, who own now about 17% of the company, as did our other significant insiders. But also we had the opportunity to bring in some very high-quality, fundamental biotech-only investors, such that today probably about 60-65% of the company is now owned by long, significant, fundamental biotech-only investors amongst the very best names in North America and Israel, actually. So we're very excited about that raise. That raise gave us enough runway to finance this pivotal registration trial for Sci-B-Vac and gets us into mid-2019 when the top-line results are expected for Sci-B-Vac. So to go through those programs, obviously our lead asset, as I mentioned, Sci-B-Vac, prophylactic Hep B vaccine with an extremely impressive efficacy and safety record. This product has now been in over 500,000 people in Israel, where the product, of course, was invented and is still manufactured. So given that it's been in over 500,000 people and it's been 100% safe and 100% effective, as per the Israeli Ministry of Health public records. Obviously, we're very excited about the probability of success for a positive outcome from this phase three program, which is now underway in US, Canada, and Northern Europe. So we publicly announced last week that we have completed enrollment of the PROTECT study 001, and that is 1,600 subjects, 800 subjects in each arm, 800 Sci-B-Vac versus the control, the current standard care, Engerix-B from GSK. And delighted to say that that is now fully enrolled. So last patient, last dose occurred a couple of weeks ago. So that study is now on track to give us top line results by mid-2019. Then we're also enrolling a second study called CONSTANT, which is a lot-to-lot consistency study of three consecutive batches of Sci-B-Vac, 800 in each arm, versus one control arm against Engerix-B from GSK of 800. So that's 3,200 subjects, which is currently enrolling. So once that study is fully enrolled and last patient, last dose in both clinical studies, we'll be in a position to close out the safety database, lock the database in terms of efficacy versus Engerix-B, and submit the BLA, the Biologics License Application, at the end of 2019. So we're really excited about this this vaccine. It really has just proven to be a better and better prospect for both importantly, for patients who need a new generation, better prophylactic Hep B vaccine, particularly those who who require protection quicker, and particularly those in the older age groups of 44 and over. So excited about that. Our second most advanced clinical program is for congenital CMV. Now, this study has been underway now for about 18 months, and the last patient last dose was in the fall of last year, such that in mid this year, i.e. 2018, we expect to announce the final study results. We really do not know how well the vaccine has performed following the interim readout, which we publicly announced mid last year in the summer, July. And the final data will give us post-third vaccination and importantly give us lots of further information across the two main cell types that's responsible for the transmission of CMV across the placenta from the mother to the developing fetus. And those two cell types are fibroblasts and epithelial cell. Epithelial cells are the ones, are the cell type where it has been more difficult to provide protection. So building on the successful initial immunological human proof of concept data that we announced last summer, we're expecting to see a boost in the seroprotection and the neutralizing antibodies and antibody binding titers post this third vaccination, such that we can demonstrate that it is behaving in the way in which you would expect a prime boost three-dose regimen infectious disease vaccine to behave. Excuse me. So that's exciting. We're blinded, and obviously it's been a long trial period and a long data analysis period and assay readout period. So we're excited, as are a lot of followers of our company over the last 2 to 3 years. The final program is much more time efficient and in some respects much more capital efficient, but perhaps more significantly for these unfortunate patients, this is in the area of glioblastoma, which is the most deadly form of cancer. So we began enrollment in January of this year in recurrent GBM patients, and recurrent GBM, really there's no current standard of care. And so it is an open label study, and really for these very poor, unfortunate people with average survival times of 5 to 10 months. Unfortunately, we will know whether or not this vaccine is working or not. Clearly, if it's working, it's fantastic news for the company and fantastic news for these people where there is really no other option at this point in time. So we are it's a phase one, phase 2A rolling adaptive study design, which means that we can titrate the dose as necessary, escalate or titrate the dose as necessary. The first cohort of 6 subjects were enrolled in the first few months. We're delighted to be in partnership with Columbia in New York with this project. And Columbia have done a great job for us enrolling 6 subjects. The DSMB review from the low-dose initial cohort of 6 subjects was publicly announced last week to be positive. And as such, that means that we can go on and recruit the next cohort of 6 subjects that will get a higher dose than the first 6 people. So really, really excited about this GBM trial. I think in summary, if I was just to summarize, you know, our major achievements, you know, we raised $72 million, which was really important to finance to the endpoint, these 3 clinical trials. And I think interestingly now, if you look at VBI with 3 clinical programs, I like to think about the investment thesis as being, you know, prophylactic HPV Sub-Evac is a very high probability of success, we believe, and a very significant unmet medical need. In the sort of middle of that investment prospect, you have CMV, where we've seen at a very low dose, probably a tenth of the final dose that we use, initial immunological human proof of concept, and importantly, the product, the congenital CMV vaccine, which was the first product or candidate from this our new EVLP platform, proved to be safe and well tolerated, which we should never take for granted, particularly given that this looks like being an extremely potent and flexible vaccine development platform. And so we achieved this initial immunological human proof of concept at 2 micrograms, which is probably either a fifth or a tenth of the likely product candidate dose, which we would look to explore in a phase 2A should the results from the final readout mid this year be positive. And last but not least, which is really a swing for the fences in this very difficult and tragic area for the people who suffer from GBM, a swing for the fences glioblastoma vaccine, which, you know, I have to admit is a much, much higher risk factor than the previous two candidates, but should it prove to be successful, we will know in the first quarter of next year what impact this vaccine has in terms of overall survival rate and progression-free survival. In the back half of this year, we'll be getting regular biomarker data, i.e. monthly we'll be testing these people in the trial for correlates, positive correlates, such as CCR3, where there seems to be a higher correlate of protection or at least improved overall survival with GBM versus, of course, the negative correlates as well. So I think top-line data, HPV, mid-year next year, BLA at the end of next year, 2019, CMV, really important readout, mid-year this year, and GBM, through the back half of this year, regular biomarker data readouts and overall survival and progression-free survival data Q1 next year. So I think, Juan, that's probably the top line, and I've probably used my 10 to 15 minutes. So I don't know if there's any questions or whether you'll wrap us up.
So, Jeff, what would you say are the, key value drivers there that make VBI unique from, you know, some of the other players in the sector?
Yeah, so I think it's a good question. I think the most important thing is that, you know, if you look at big pivotal registration trials, phase 3 registration trials in infectious disease at the moment, I think there's really only two that I'm aware of in terms of significant commercial opportunities. One is Novavax's RSV for maternal protection of the newborn baby from RSV, and then the next one is our prophylactic hepatitis B Sci-B-Vac program. So I think first and foremost, there's not many candidates as far advanced. But unlike the Novavax vaccine, our vaccine has been in over 500,000 people. And as I mentioned earlier, 100% safe, 100% effective, which makes it a very high probability of success. You know, I think the biggest risk factor to the potential approval of this product was the sort of execution of the trial. And of course, that's down to us. I think we performed really well. I think we laid out what we were going to do, and we've done what we said. And we met our enrollment target for 001. So I really would put a very high probability of success on Sci-B-Vac. And I think that makes it really unusual. I mean, I always summarize Sci-B-Vac as a diamond in a bucket of coal. It's every biotech CEO's dream to find a scientifically and clinically differentiated product which is licensed in a highly regulated market and has the opportunity to be approved in North America and Northern Europe. And that's exactly what we have with Sci-B-Vac, i.e. that it's clinically and scientifically differentiated. It's safe, well-tolerated, extremely effective. In under 44-year-olds, this vaccine provides a 98% protection rate post-second vaccination. It's extremely safe and well-tolerated, and we have data on it in over 500,000 people in real-life use from Israel. And it's just not that often that you find, you know, a product such as that that has data such as that in a highly regulated market such as Israel, but has not yet begun the regulatory approval process in North America and Northern Europe. And I think that I can't think of any other biotech company that has that type of asset, let alone in the infectious disease vaccine space.
Certainly, and what are the key goals and milestones that you're looking at over the next 6 to 12 months?
Yes, so as I mentioned earlier, I think the most important thing in, and obviously in the biotech world, a human use of any product in development is the most important data. So we have, you know, clinical data, as I mentioned earlier, in terms of chronological order. The first big clinical data catalyst will be mid-year this year when the CMV phase one trial reads out. We have an opportunity to see what the effect of the third vaccine is on the interim data, the positive interim data that we announced mid-year last year. After that, through the second half of this year and first half of next year, it will be GBM data around biomarker data and then, as I mentioned, survival data in Q1 next year. And then last but not least, really the big, massive data readout, which will be mid-year next year for this Hep B vaccine.
Great. So once again, joining us today is Jeff Baxter, CEO and President for VBI Vaccines. The company trades on NASDAQ, ticker symbol VBIV, currently trading at $3.26 a share, market cap is about $210 million. And before we conclude here, Jeff, to recap some of your key points, why do you believe investors should consider the company as a good investment opportunity today?
Yeah, I think we really are on the brink of something great here. I'm really, really excited. I mean, every biotech company, you know, slogs through and works really hard in terms of getting their pipeline candidates into the clinic and, you know, into humans. And, you know, if every biotech sort of scientific and management team's dream to see, you know, products that they've created make a real difference in terms of human life and unmet medical need. And I think, as I mentioned, we are on the brink of 18 months of really important human clinical data readouts across three different programs that represent a very different spectrum of risk and return, i.e. we have the Hep B vaccine, which is extremely low risk and, you know, a very strong return. We have CMV, which is in the middle, probably 50-50. And then, you know, at the other end of the spectrum, we have the GBM vaccine, which is extremely high risk, but extremely important and for people with this terrible disease. And could really be a knockout of the park in terms of financial return for investors. So, yeah, I think 18 months of clinical data from low risk to strong returns to high risk but extremely high returns.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and report on your upcoming progress, and we'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Jeff, and update our investor audience on VBIV. It was great having you on.
Well, thanks very much indeed. Enjoyed the discussion as always, and look forward to updating your followers and members again in the future.